This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Did we do it?
We did it. We sang a whole song.
This is the remix. It's Dragger. That's the remix to I Am American.
American.
That's our verse. So when we get to the finale, that's the verse we do.
Imagine
her name
people
was
like, oh my God.
In sorrow. My God. Hey, Drag Her, the only drag race podcast in the whole world that's
Isn't
ever
it
been.
It's incredible that nobody else has thought to talk about this lovely show that we all love.
Now I'm getting upset because I love being the only one, but I'm getting really fed up that no one else wants to talk about Drag Race on the internet.
Yeah, it's so like weird. Like there isn't even like Instagram accounts devoted to it.
No.
There's no like Twitter stan accounts.
No, there's no drama channels. Like
there's nobody like harassing the queens. And I'm like, we should start harassing queens.
I am so mad that they're, you know, I think one thing that sucks, I just think, you know, if there was some like light racism online.
Yeah, you know, that would be nice. It'd be a reflection of the world we live in.
Yeah, and if queens of color had less followers for no reason, I think that would be a really cool thing.
Yeah,
but
you know, I don't get it. I don't gonna.
But until that happens, we'll be the only outlet.
We'll be here.
We're here. Nicole, we caught up a little bit before we started.
We did.
But I want to say you look beautiful and I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you. You look beautiful. I'm glad you're doing well. I'm going to go roller skating later today because Sundays are for roller skating.
Yes. Do you have the proper knee and elbow protection?
I do. I just don't have head protection. And like people keep yelling at me. They're like, get a helmet. And I'm like, do you want to buy me a helmet? I already bought the skates. I bought the protective gear.
I would love to see you in a helmet. But
should I wear my motorcycle helmet?
Yes. Why not?
I mean, it like covers my whole fucking head and face.
I mean, And you, then you'll get really arrested.
Yeah, they'll be like, ma'am, we have to take you to jail. You can't be wearing hot pink rollerblades and a motorcycle helmet. You think you're what, on The Masked Singer? Get the fuck back inside.
They're called the Gay Black Bikers, and they're a dangerous new gang coming to your neighborhood.
Where they truly can't even get into your neighborhood because they either crash their motorcycles or fall right down on their rollerblades.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. I support you. And
Thank you.
What a fun time. Oh, my God. What about All Stars is coming out so soon?
I mean, I cannot believe we barely get a break.
We get no break.
But then we're going to get a huge break because there's no Aja and the Queen to watch.
No.
I don't know if Rue's show's coming back, her talk show.
Aja and the Queen.
Oh, my God. AJ and the Queen.
I wish it was Aja and RuPaul.
I wish it was Aja and RuPaul. I would have watched the fuck out of that.
Hey, yo, sis. I wish it was Aja. It was Aja. No, but I know. Oh, we're going to get a terrible break because people can't shoot shows.
I mean, rumor has it I'm shooting something in July.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I feel like that might be too soon.
Yes.
But who knows? I'm not, you know.
I am also hearing through the grapevine that, like, the idea is that the big production companies will need to buy everyone tests do daily temperature checks and then also quarantine those people. Now, that could weirdly work with Drag Race since you get quarantined.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to shoot in July and like they're quarantining everybody. But like my whole issue with it is, so you give me a test, it comes back negative.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these tests are faulty.
Yeah.
We go about our shooting schedule. You're monitoring my temperature every day, but I'm asymptomatic.
Uh-huh.
And I got it from, you know, 7-Eleven when I went to go buy cigarettes.
Right.
And then I bring it to the crew and then somebody, it's not, I don't know. I'm very like conflicted about it.
And you like to dunk your cigarettes in the toilet. I've seen it.
I love dunking my cigarettes in the toilet and spitting right in people's mouths after I finish smoking.
Bam, it kicks it up a notch.
You know,
I know you. It's a Guy Fieri recipe.
Makes me feel like I've taken a smoke break, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Shit's going to go down. Shit's going to go down, and I don't know. All I know is that I want you to shoot something because I want to see that show. Make it to 18 seasons on NBC.
I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll keep you abreast. We can't wait to talk about All Stars. We're saying it officially.
Yes.
We will be covering All Stars. Yes.
June 5th. I can't believe it.
Rejoice. Hallelujah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All of the workroom entrances, and
me
I was
too.
Like, you know, I can't wait for this.
I love All Stars. I love, and okay, one thing I'll say before, we have to jump in the episode, but I love that, okay, this All Stars season, it doesn't feel, the queens don't feel hungry to win as much as they're just here for summer camp.
No!
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, maybe I'm wrong.
Alexis Mateo, bam, baby. I think Alexis Mateo is always down to win.
Alexis wants to win. Yes, some people want to win more. And I feel like just some people are just like, hi, I'm here. Like, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. And I wonder if just like the way that All Stars is not always about the best contestant winning has now created a sort of little bit more chill vibe. I could be wrong, but it doesn't feel like they're like the best will win. It feels like now they're like, we're here and God knows what'll happen.
I mean, maybe. I'm just so curious to see like who everybody picks for the snatch game.
I don't know what the twist is.
You don't know what the twist is?
I don't. I'll stay in the dark. I want to stay in the dark.
Okay, then I won't tell you.
I don't know. Well,
it's so funny.
Yeah,
I'm
of course.
I'm very good at pretending like I don't know things. Like when Joel Kim
That's
Booster and I
lying.
Were doing it.
That's called lying.
When Joel Kim Booster and I were doing All Stars 4.
Yes, yes, yes.
I knew who won the first from our first recording off. Yes. Or I knew that there was a, well, I didn't know it was a double win. Right. I just knew who the top two were from the jump.
I remember that.
I was truly covering it like I didn't know anything. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yes. And that is lying. You're saying your favorite thing to do is lie.
I love withholding information. But, it makes me feel powerful.
I'm kidding. Also, later we need to talk about 90 Day Fiancé, but not right now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We'll talk later. Okay. So, we're back in the workroom. Okay. Heidi says epiphany.
It made me laugh so hard. I love her. Jackie
too.
Had a epiphany?
Yeah.
Do you mean epiphany? It didn't have an H? No. Oh.
Yo, you learn something every day.
I learn it every day. I love her so much.
And she's not that far off. I mean, come on.
No, epiphany, you know, same diff.
They're close. And then Jada and Heidi both have 3 wins.
Yes, they do.
In looks, comedy, and dancing.
Yep.
Do you think they're our top two? If such a thing exists.
I do think they're our top two. I wonder if they're going to do a top 3 or a top 4. Like, I wonder.
Me too. I like don't know what's going to happen. I also there's been some really funny memes of people being like, what, you know, like, is the showdown going to be a frack off to please RuPaul? Is it going to be a game of Mario Party or I mean, like Mario Kart?
It's really funny. Like, yeah, what will it be? I think it will be a Zoom reunion. Yeah. Too Hot to Handle just did a Zoom reunion.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. And I love Too Hot to Handle.
It was not what you love about the show.
That's what I heard. I heard it's bad, but, you know.
It was not good.
You can hear my opinions on it on Too Horny to Recap on Stitcher Premium.
So they do the puppet reading challenge.
Yes. Yes.
And this is honestly one of my favorite challenges. It's so funny when, like, when a queen does something that you may not have seen on camera, but you can fully can hear the queen doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. I thought this wasn't the strongest puppets challenge at all.
No. Who did I think did well?
I guess Jackie did a good job making fun of ruptured colon. And,
I mean, Gigi did real.
Oh my gosh.
Bad.
She sure did. And I think there's so much more to make fun of Jackie.
Oh my God. There's so much to make fun of with Jackie.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that didn't happen.
You make fun of her always being in the bottom. You make fun of her never winning a challenge. And you certainly make fun of her always talking about being an improv pro and legend.
An improv queen.
Improv queen.
And then who got Jada? Oh, Crystal Method got Jada.
It was funny.
And then
I think she should have gone harder on the trade joke. Like did like a, you know, because she's the trade of season 12.
And then
Jada got Gigi.
Yes. Which was okay.
You could go so hard on making fun of her relationship with her mom. Just be like,
oh, yes. My mom this, my mom that.
I love my mommy. Like, go. We so, and she supports me, and my gunkle is a really great role model. Like, I just make her like a teacher's pet.
Yes. I thought Crystal Method did also a pretty decent job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was funny. She was cute.
I really like Crystal Method. She makes me laugh so hard.
Oh my God, she's so great. She could win this whole thing.
I think, I mean, she might, but I don't. I have my theories.
Oh yeah?
I think Crystal Method is like a campy, like kitschy DIY queen. And I think producers are like, well, we had that win last season.
Right. Oh, that's smart. I didn't even think about that.
And then I don't think a pageant queen has won, but Jada also hasn't said she's a pageant queen.
She did the P in pageant. I mean,
she is a pageant queen, but she doesn't talk about it the way other pageant queens do.
Because she's probably like, it's bad luck. I'm going to shut my damn mouth. I also want to say, I thought of Crystal as almost a Sasha Velour. Like,
like,
I think you're right that she's maybe too similar to Evie in the production standpoint. But like, I think of her as like, what if she's that sneaky one where they're ready for another sneaky win? Since the whole season has been like, I won so many and I won so many. And then it's just going to be about Crystal coming in at the end and pooping roses everywhere.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. But I do feel like I'm falling in love with Crystal in the way that like women fall in love with men in romantic comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like,
well, where they don't like them at first. And then they're like, I loved you. I loved you for a long time. I just didn't know it.
It's always been you, Gary. Always.
I will say I have been a Crystal Method stan since the beginning.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And I have to say, I think I loved her too, but I'll have to roll back the tapes and see if that's true.
We have to roll back the tapes. Nope, I don't know what song I'm singing.
I was ready to join in as soon as I knew what song it was, and I did not.
I also didn't know. What song is that? Do-ba, wa-da-da-da-da, do-ba, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Is it like Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. roll back the tapes.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, I'm sick.
You're perfect, and your iambic pentameter is unclockable.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to say one other stupid thing before we keep talking, which is, Do you think Gigi is a little Aquaria-ish when she's talking about how she's annoyed it's a top six? It's that little thing where she's like, well, of course I'm in the top, and I'm annoyed that you guys are still here.
Is that a little Aquaria? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did it bump you at all that she's like, I'm in the top, and I'm waiting for everyone else to leave?
Yeah, I think Gigi thinks the competition's over. I think Gigi already thinks she's won. Mm-hmm. But, like, Gigi keeps being in the bottom.
Right. She's really had a streak of bottomness. And this episode, she had some really robotic issues where she was like, she can't perform when you just have to perform. She like needs
the script. Well, she can't perform a human person.
Right.
Well, I don't want to say can't. She's not very good at performing as a human person because she needed to be a person during the politic challenge. She needed to be a person during this challenge.
Right.
And then during Snatch Game, she said, I'll be a robot because being a person's hard.
This would have been a great, I mean, I think what she did was ultimately funny, or so the editing made us think so. But it would have been a great time for her to just be vulnerable. And
no, here's the thing. Everyone misunderstood the challenge except for Crystal and Gigi.
Uh-huh.
There is no way you can do a 5-minute one person show and reveal things about yourself in 5 fucking minutes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. You
Talk
can't.
See, I think that's why this is a hard challenge.
It's the hardest challenge, and they should not have said one person show. They should have said, we want a sketch.
See,
and the sketch doesn't have to be funny, but that is the conceit of the show.
I wrote down the same thing where I was like, wait, Crystal's was a sketch. Like, I mean, that's great. And I was so happy she won, but it's a sketch. It's not a one person show.
You can't do a 5-minute one person show. It is literally impossible. That means people bought tickets, left their homes, sat down in a theater, a black box theater, and for 5 minutes you perform and then they get up and go home.
Right.
That would be a five minute one person show. You can't do that. What you wanted was a sketch. And the sketch could be about you and your family or whatever, or it could be like a character, because they did not explain Whoopi's one-person show. Whoopi's one-person show wasn't just about her life and stuff. It was, like, about the people she encountered and what. I don't, like, there was characters in it. And there were characters that were so different from her that she would morph into. Almost the way she did during the, she was, like, coaching Heidi. And she was like, this is a drunk person.
Right.
And she, like, morphed into the character. That was more like, I don't know. And Heidi tried, but good Lord.
Good Lord. But I agree. That's why it's like, okay, the journey of a one person show takes at least 20 minutes, and Whoopi's are even longer. But like,
yeah, Whoopi, I think it was on Broadway. It was at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think one person show is such a hard prompt. But that's why I was like, okay, if it's one person show, then yeah, you be a little personal, you be a little vulnerable, and like, yeah, that's why I think it's completely fine. But to poke fun at the show, the ones they liked the most were just characters or sketches. Yes. That's not necessarily a one person show. Like, I live
closest to a one person show was Jackie Cox.
But and you didn't love it.
No, because it was what people think a one-person show is.
Yeah.
Where you put on glasses to denote a different person, but change nothing about the outfit or your voice.
It's kind of like if you Amazon Primed a one-person show.
Yes.
Like, and but I do agree. See, I don't think she should have won, but she, that was a, that's what a one-person show is.
Here, so Gigi's could have been a 5-minute one person show, I put it in loose quotes, if she had been a passenger who died, who thought that they were on a plane to heaven. It turns out they're not on a plane to heaven, they're on a plane to hell. That you get a little snippet of what the flight attendant says, you go back to that other character and how they receive the new information, and maybe they meet somebody else on the plane to hell, and then they have some sort of connection and you're out.
Right.
But like, just a monologue, it was good. I liked Gigi's idea, and I do think it was edited to be a little bit better than it was, because we had queens knocking it. But
that's
really liked the idea. I was like, Gigi, this is so smart. You truly have to get out of your head. And I do think being in the bottom has like knocked her confidence a little bit, which sucks, because I do like confident Gigi. And then her runway look was stunning.
She's sickening. And now, I mean, it's just hard to see like what the editing is trying to tell us, because now it's just like, does she get to win because she stumbled, or are they just setting us up to be like, holy shit, she didn't win, when she's been pretty damn good for most of the season.
Yeah. Wait, let's talk more about how Whoopi Goldberg is a dream.
Oh my God, Whoopi's amazing. And we also
I love her.
I love her. She's perfect. Did you see her in Untucked?
Yes, and she was just like kind, smart, and wonderful. And she's, I have a picture of Whoopi in my house because I love her so much and she looks over me. But like, this truly solidified all of my thoughts. Like, growing up, I was like, there's nobody like Whoopi. And I stan it. I stand by it.
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, she's an original. She believes everything she says. Like, she doesn't play by anyone else's rules, and she means it. She's just so talented and smart. I did think some of her advice in Untucked was like cryptic and riddle-like, but I stand by her no matter what she does, and I want more Whoopi. And everything. The View is not enough for me.
She was in a movie called Nobody's Fool, and she was in very little of it, but honestly, she was so funny in it. This is what nobody's ever asked, but like, I've been trying to figure out an outline to the sequel of Ghost. And
yes.
I shouldn't give my idea away for free on the internet.
But
I have like an idea where I play her daughter and like whatever, whatever, whatever. But then I'm like, but Ghost is such an iconic movie to me, and I don't know who would ever want to buy a sequel to it.
But I think it could happen, and I think you should put it in the universe.
Okay.
Take Whoopi's advice and what's your advice? Be amazing and don't care what anyone thinks.
I mean, that's already kind of what I do.
That is. How do you feel about the classic show order drama? You know, the whole
last. I really did not like that, because it seemed like all the queens were like, Sherry, you should go last. It felt right.
Of course she should have.
And I was like, yeah, she's like a showboat, blah, blah. Like, and Jada did not want to go last.
Right.
And then like Jackie was trying to play like, no, Jada signed up for it. I was like, Jada didn't sign up for shit.
No.
Jada just said she'd be last, so everyone shut the fuck up.
Sherry, ooh, blood poop, if you have the nerve to go 17 minutes
I couldn't believe it.
So you
Michelle is right. That is selfish.
It's selfish. It's crazy. I mean, but
it's
are we surprised?
It's fucking rude. Yeah, she's so rude.
She's a cult leader. She's a monster. I mean, it's of course she, once she's in front of people, she loses all concept of time and is just like, what else can I say?
And it's like, sure, if it's funny, yeah, it's funny. But like when comics run the light, that's what it's called. You're running the light because in a stand-up show, someone stands in the back and they wave like a flashlight at you. That means you have like a minute or two left, depending on when you ask for your light. When you run the light, you make the show longer. You make the audience become more comfortable to what you're saying. So if you go for 17 minutes, that means everyone's like, oh yeah, I'm deeply invested in what this person's saying. And then it's jarring to have someone come out and do 5 minutes after you.
Yes.
Case in point.
You have a story. I know. I was just about to say, you have a great story
Dane
about this.
Dane Cook. Woo! Dane Cook at the fucking Comedy Store here in LA, Los Angeles.
Drag the cunt.
So I said, can I go on before Dane? They said, no, Dane needs to get out of here. He's only doing 10. I said, is this a real 10 or a Dane 10, which means 30? They said, no, he's going to do probably 15. And I said, but like a real 15? They said, yes. The man gets on stage and does 45 minutes, almost an hour. And then all I had to do was come out and do 5 fucking minutes.
Oh my God.
For a tape that I could make for late night, so like for a late night submission. And I was so furious because he got off stage and I wanted to talk to him to be like, you're fucked up. But he like left a different way with his 12-year-old girlfriend.
Ooh, literally you were going to tell
kicked.
Him?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I was going to tell him. I was going to say, you're fucking disrespectful, you fucking idiot.
Woo!
But then he kicks the door open with his foot and goes out into the night. I got on stage and I was like, y'all ready for another hot hour of comedy? And everyone was like, ugh. And I was like, I'm kidding. And then they laughed really hard. And then I made fun of Dane for my 5 minutes and did not get a good tape. But it was one of the best sets of my life. And then I saw him later at the Hollywood Improv. I went up before him. I got off stage and he goes, wow, you're really funny. And I said, I do not care.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I sure didn't. He probably doesn't remember because that man's ego is so fucking inflated.
Well,
and I do not talk about people, but I will talk about Dane Cook.
Talk shit.
He made me so angry.
He's dating like a 14-year-old. Fuck
so
him.
So disrespectful. And that's what that ugly little piece of lip noodles did to my girl, Jada. Well, Jada did poorly because of the lip noodles.
He's dating like a 14-year-old or something crazy.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, romantic relationship with a teenager. Wait, how old is he? Oh, a 19-year-old. He's 46 and she's 19, and I'm going to judge that.
I mean, what do you have in common with a 19-year-old? Whenever I meet a child, I go, ugh. I don't go, ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, probably his immature attitude and his homophobic comedy probably does well.
Ugh, I mean, he sucks. I hate him.
Also, show order. Talk to me.
Yeah, show order drama.
I just want to say it's never been as funny as it was in season 3 when Shangela like cooked the order for the stand up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where she had the whole like system where she was like, if Manila fails, and then that sets up Raja, and then Raja goes before Delta, like that is, it's never been as good as that.
But it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Also, Shangela is the gamiest game player in the history of the show. My favorite is when she was like, I really want reggae. I need reggae. And they showed like the outtake of her being like, ooh, I love reggae.
Can I get the heel on that reggae?
And then Carmen Carrera is like, reggae. And she was like, dang. And she's like, that's what I wanted.
Set that
I
up.
Wanted country.
I set that up. Oh, my God. Poor Shangela. And she wears a pretty busted, encrusted outfit for that.
Shangela, honestly, I don't know. She's one of my favorite people in the history of the show. I have so many favorite queens. It's stupid.
That's also the episode where they sing a bunch of Superstar, where they're like, they have to sing 8 different versions of Superstar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and reggae, country,
now
rock.
That the time has come, waiting what feels like forever. Carmen Carreras is so bad.
Carmen Carrera did not come to compete. She came to make friends. She thought it was RuPaul's best friend race.
She sure did. And to fart in the Untucked Interior Illusions Lounge. She's wild. Okay, I'm sorry. Jackie. Okay, Jackie's going to go first. Sherry doesn't want to go last. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi is there. We already said this. I did like that Jackie changed gears and she was like, I'm not going to be a drag. Like, the whole Drag Race historian thing was a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that, because that's boring. That's not like, that's not you. That's not what you think is funny. You're just talking about your circumstances.
Yeah, that's boring.
Like, yeah, it'd be like all of the fucking pandemic content we're going to get is going to be boring.
Yeah, that's what podcasts are for, mama.
Yeah,
that's
we're living through it in real time. We don't need a quarantine family drama where the matriarch dies, but then they can't get an ambulance to come get the body. God. So then they weaken at Bernie's him.
Okay, wait, that's genius. Wait, I love a Weekend at Bernie's setup. Come on. Come on, prop comedy. I love. Oh, man. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, I like that Rue tells her to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi's going to talk about her family.
Oh, boy. Heidi. Heidi had a great setup. Well, should we just talk about the performances?
Yeah, let's just go and get to the performances. The only thing I wanted to say was Gigi. I think that. Oh my God, I'm going to be such a monster. But I just thought it was funny that Gigi, maybe the biggest challenge in her whole life has been doing not good on two episodes of a reality TV show.
Woo! Get her, girl!
Okay, we have to move on. Because I like Gigi. I really like Gigi. I don't know why. She's sickening and stunning, and I'll say it again. When and if she wins, I'll bow the fuck down because she's amazing.
Well, it's just like one of those people where, like, even in comedy, where you're like, I've never seen this person do a bad show. And then they start doing, like, badly and you're like, maybe. No, this is a bad analogy. I've never felt that way about anybody. But, like, watching television, you're like, ah, well, this person's fucking perfect. And then you're like, but you have flaws. But yeah. That's even with like scripted stuff. I love seeing flaws in people. I don't want to see someone be like perfectly perfect. Yeah. I like watching Gigi not struggle. That's not nice to say. But right. Like, it is nice to be like, oh, you aren't you're not perfect at everything.
Right.
But I will say, I really liked her idea. She had a very strong idea.
Yes. But you know what we should do before we get into those shows?
What?
Take a break! Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my bike.
Someone was like, you know, it would make more sense if you said, bring back my podcast. And oh, I said, no, fuck. We don't want to make sense.
You know, it's honestly devastating that like, I constantly think I make full blown sense until someone says something back to me.
Yeah.
And I go, uh-oh.
That's not good. I lead with confidence, and that means you. I say a lot of dumb shit all the time.
I say dumb shit so much. So she just texted me. So, okay, she really likes chairs, so I sent her a miniature couch for her birthday. And I go,
how many? Yeah.
It's mini. It's maybe, it like fits in your hand.
Oh, okay,
it's maybe
okay,
two
okay.
hand lengths long, and... she like got the package and I was like, wait, before you open it, guess what it is? And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, open it. And then she texted me today and she's like, I can't get over the fact that you thought I was going to be able to guess that you got me a miniature couch for my birthday. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that truly doesn't make sense because I sent you something that literally doesn't make any sense. What are you drinking?
A protein shake, mama.
Oh no. So is that just a cup full of cum?
It's a It's pretty nasty, honestly, but I've bought the fantasy and lie that it's good for me.
Here's a question.
Talk to me.
Why is Dahlia Sin still in the broccoli costume?
Oh my God.
This proves to me that queens don't go home, that they sit in the hotel room the whole time.
They can't all be there. I think they just tricked her into being there.
Maybe. It's very wild that like they won't let her go home. Also, I got into not a deep dive because I couldn't really find out anything. The only thing I found out about the House of Aja is they disbanded because Aja was doing more of her music stuff or their music stuff. And the other girls started a new house called the Dollhouse. And then Candy Muse is my new favorite queen. I was all over her Instagram. She's so fucking funny.
Yes.
And then there was another one called Momo Shade. But I don't know what happened to Momo Shade. And I found this tweet that was like, you know, House of Aja is now the Dollhouse because Aja's doing music and Momo is no longer a part of the picture. And I'm like, what did Momo do? So if somebody knows what Momo did, let me know. Okay, now we can go into the performance.
I just want to say I love that. A lot of, it's hard. I mean, it must be, it's hard to be friends with drag queens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of drama. I truly think there's very few things different from drag and stand up. You work in a nightclub. We work in clubs.
Yeah.
There's drinking involved in both.
Right.
There's, you know, one gets the show.
Yes.
One doesn't. Like, maybe your writing partner doesn't get it. You get it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's very similar shit where, like, one gets plucked and then the rest are like, when is my fucking turn?
And another thing, it's like, everything is so subjective. And, like, what one person succeeds at is not going to be what another person succeeds at. And there are like 12 ways to be awesome. And it can be really frustrating when for some reason one of those things hits. That doesn't mean you're bad, but like on any given night, the number 11 hits and the number 6 tanks, and you don't always know why.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then like Rock has spoken to this where she's like, I've been painting like this for a long time. I'm not copying Kim Chi. I'm not copying Trixie.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, because you're only exposed to the queens on this show and you don't support your local queens. You don't go on Instagram and go in little deep dives and find new queens or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And I mean, it's kind of like with stand-up where people are like, oh, you're just trying to be X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, I've been doing this a long time. There's only so many different jokes you can tell about the same subject. Of course, maybe they're a little similar.
Yeah. And it's also funny, like when someone falls in love with you or when a group of people fall in love with you, you will hear the same thing of like, where have you been?
Yes.
And you're like, I was here. I was here.
Very few people are overnight sensations.
Right.
Very, I would say 1% of successful people are overnight sensations. Everyone else has been working their fucking asses off to seem like an overnight sensation.
And then once someone likes you, everyone likes you, which is great, but it's also what can be, it's very challenging about entertainment. Yes,
because you're like, oh, wait, it took one job for everyone to trust that I was funny. Just one.
Right.
And then like the sidekick friend, like those people like just get that job over and over and over. And it's like, how do you break the mold on that? Oh, it's frustrating. Okay.
It's tough.
Let's talk about these. First, Rue looks stunning. Oh my God. The looks on Celebrity. Like I'm gagged. I'm gooped. I'm happy. I'm just feeling my oats. I'm living. Oh, stunning.
It is shocking and beautiful. She is like a fucking waterfall of purple goop.
It's so pretty. I love it.
Amethyst. I mean, oh, and she has this thing that's like, it's not a slit. Like, it's like a bodysuit with draped, beautiful stuff on it.
It's really, really pretty.
And the hair.
I love big white hair. Swoop to the side. Raven beat that face. It looks so good.
Her hair is fucking, like, literally scraping God's nuts. It is so high.
I love
it. And beautiful. I love it. Man, do you think she was like, Whoopi's here. I gotta fucking look
probably
good. Yeah.
I mean, Whoopi's a fucking legend. Oh, man.
Jada makes me laugh, too. The only other thing that happened that was great in the workroom was when Jada's like, who is Rose Nyland? And, like, they freak out a little bit. And she says, what I did.
Jada's really made so me laugh. Funny. What I did. And then she's like, I didn't know.
Then,
I love it.
I don't know. And she gives a look over there. Jada gets callbacks.
Jada does get callbacks.
She gets callbacks.
So
one person shows.
I said I didn't love Jackie Cox's because I didn't.
I didn't
think it was uniquely interesting. Like,
yes.
Okay. I get it's like anytime a comic's like, you know, my immigrant mom wanted me to be a doctor, and we had a fight, and guess who's on stage? I want, or like, it's like, okay, a lot of people don't do what their parents do. What makes this uniquely yours? There was nothing.
It is not new. It is, but I thought she did a good job, but I completely agree with you that it is like one person, 101. It is like, Margaret Cho did it, and then a million people did it before that, but like, people love ethnic moms.
Yeah.
People eat that shit up. And I agree with you that it has been done before, but people fucking scoop that shit up like hummus because she's, she's Persian. Ha, 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 ha. And the mom sounds like this. Oh, I'm confused. People love that shit.
I was like, what is your twist on it?
Right.
Like, what is a better twist? I don't know what it would have been because the story to me is not super unique. Like, I mean, I used to tell a joke about how me and my mom wanted different things for me. The twist was she's dead. I won, you know? So like, that's my twist. That's different. Are you just digging in your nose, Mono?
Yeah, I have boogers. I have boogers. And you can keep that in because I keep it real. I keep it fucking real. I am Shangela LaQuifa Wadley and I keep it real.
I have boogers. I was going through this monologue and I was like looking away kind of. And
you
I
were talking
and I was
about
like,
your dead mom and I'm picking my nose.
Just picking.
Is that
digging
bad?
Digging for gold. No,
for
I love it.
Liquid gold Velveeta cheese. No, that's a that's a really good angle on a that is an incredibly clever angle on something that not many people can make as funny as you do.
Well, it's like, that's my unique angle on that. What was hers? I wanted to know, like, maybe it, I mean, it changed and her mom's like proud of her now. I don't know. I just like, I was like, I want it maybe a specific story. Like, was there a specific story about her in drag where her mom was like upset about it or something?
Right.
That
she
you
does
can
the
make
feathered
funny.
Boa thing. But once again, that also feels like a one person show from the 80s.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Where it's like, and I guess I'll hide it a little bit better.
Yeah.
I was like, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I really like, and then going between the glasses, it was so 80s, so 90s. It was like,
it was
elementary. No, I don't want to say elementary. That sounds so mean. But she did look stunning.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was completely safe. But they ate it up. And I think the one thing she got rewarded for was she came in with a whole new concept. I mean, she took the note.
Yeah,
so
she did.
Sometimes you get more points for taking
you're
a hard
taking
note.
Taking the note.
Yeah.
Next is
Crystal. She's doing she's doing this male.
This made me laugh so hard.
It was hilarious. Philip something.
It was so silly, so funny, so like not taking yourself seriously, truly wacky. And it was a sketch. It was not.
Right.
You would not want to see an hour of that person.
In fact,
I would watch an hour of that person hosting a show. That's fun to come back to him.
Well, in fact, it was almost the Droop Challenge. It was almost an infomercial the workout, which is like cool, but I mean, I'm not mad at it, but it was because it was great. And like sometimes in Drag Race, you just get rewarded for going for zigging when they ask you to zag.
Yes.
And she did. She was hilarious.
I mean, if she had wanted to make it a one person show or more one person show, like, she could have, again, like how it was like Gigi could have done some of the, like a passenger on the on the plane to hell. She could have done someone who like doesn't get the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone who doesn't get it, one person who does get it. And if she wanted to go full infomercial, she could have done like testimonials to the workout. There was a way to make that more of a one person show and less of a full blown sketch.
Yes.
It is one person shows are also sketch shows. That's like also a thing.
It is a thing. A lot of our friends have done amazing shows.
Yes.
Like, these are my best characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I did think it was interesting that, like, of course they would not ding her because she's showing her mullet and that makes Rue happy. But I was wondering if they would give her a ding for, you know, doing some male drag. But I like...
Well, here's the thing. It was pretty androgynous.
Yeah.
So I think it was fun that it was like male skewing, but this man, you know, had a mullet, a full-blown face and makeup and heels. So I thought it was very fun to kind of not gender fuck, but like really play with it.
I like that we're there in Drag Race because, I mean, right?
Yes.
In season 5, there was like this huge drama when Alaska was Buffalo Bill.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you were a boy. I was like, yeah, but she was doing a big character.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like we're past that now. We're just like, yep.
Yes.
Drag is drag.
And then a...
Heidi
who's
Hole.
Next?
Heidi Hole. Heidi Ho, Heidi Aphrodite, Heidi Almighty.
Man, Heidi had a perfect location for a monoscene-ish one-person show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the picnic. Why not have your grandmother be the narrator of this? So she's your through line.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma is a lovable woman who hates her family. So she's like, she's spouting words of wisdom. And then she's like, uh-oh, here comes this motherfucker or whatever. And then, you know, then you have your drunk uncle come in and you have your drunk uncle interact with the grandma and then leave or whatever, or stay. And then use the table. Use the table to denote different people if you're not going to change your wigs. Also, why wear that wig and that outfit?
Right. Because I think she was like, I want to save the best shit possible if I make it all the way to the finale. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, she was in her head, as you've seen Untucked. She was like, she has not given up on herself, but she's been like realistically playing the odds of like, can I make it to the finale or is this the end of the road for a while?
Yeah.
I agree. It could have been better. I see where she wanted to go with it. One person shows are hard, and she kind of got lost in the narrative.
Yes.
As opposed to like the funniest behavior. And as you know, it's all about behavior in comedy.
Yeah. I really think there was no structure to it and she didn't like come back to a central theme. I didn't know why I knew it was like a family picnic, but I didn't know why all these people with like wild personalities, how they dealt with each other, because she was just doing these things. But like, you have to interact and deal with your environment and deal with why you're there. There was who's, there was what's, there was no why's.
That's a really fucking smart way to put it. Are you fucking smart?
Oh my God. I might be comedy smart. Well,
you're very
comedy
smart.
Is just who, what, where, why.
Yeah.
And then I guess like when, if you
there
want.
There was way too much conversations about potato. It was just like, here's a potato salad. Where's the potato salad? The potato salad's here. Oh,
but
I'm going to try the potato salad. It was just a constant conversation.
Had Heidi been like the pinnacle of a picnic cookout at my place is the potato salad. And I'll tell you something. Everybody fucks it up but me. And then you can truly have everybody talk about potato salad if you want, because that is your stakes. Your stakes is the potato salad good?
That's the Chekhovian gun. That's the gun that goes off. And then when it's bad, you see every character add an 11 at their, you're a genius.
Yes.
Okay, work.
Maybe I should have actually done my one-woman show that I wrote years and years ago.
I hear you. Hey, there's still time,
girl,
and you're going to do it on Broad. right. I forgot theaters are canceled.
We don't have theaters anymore. also, Jada's story could have been funny.
I know. I don't even know what the story was. It just went so fast.
It went so fast. She did not take the note that she speaks too fast. She really could have painted... Like, so, okay, for me, when you tell a story.
What was the story? Okay.
So the story was she was in full drag. She had to pee. She was tucked. She couldn't untuck fast enough. And her boyfriend was on his knees helping her. And she gave him a golden shower, essentially. And
why?
Then she gets, because she pees on herself.
Okay, that's so weird. That's such a weird story.
So then she like gets back to the judge's table and people are like, ugh, somebody's stinky. She thinks it's her, but it turns out these other girls have like onion sandwiches or something. I don't know. So for me to fix this, you have to really paint the scene. So if you're going to tell a story with a microphone, you're not going to act out anything. We open on a pageant. We're backstage. You give me like the Mean Girls version of each girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when they go through the girls, they're like, this one's the dumbest one. This one is the prettiest. This one knows everything. Give me a rundown of all those girls.
You give them the Southern Belle. She says she's the sweetest, but she's actually the meanest.
Yes.
Then you have, you know, the dancing queen. She's the one who's moisturizing her baby toe before she dances on stage. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like characters.
Paint the whole scene. Give me what people are wearing, whether it's crusty, whether it's stunning, whether it's glamorous. Because you like, as long as you paint the scene, I'm like, where are we going with this? Like, you have like a clear vision of what's happening. And then you get into, oh my God, I have to pee. And what does it feel like to have to pee when you're judging something? You're looking up, you're like, she's stunning. She's, I'm going to pee on myself. Oh, this is a beautiful, I don't know what to do. You're like, you go in and out of that a little bit, like really get people like on your side and be like, oh my God, she might pee on herself. And so that's like, will it, won't it happen? And then you get to the bathroom with your boyfriend. Your boyfriend loves you. He's looking in your eyes and you're like, I've never loved a person more. And then you're like, I peed all over him. Like, you know, like you, like you don't want to do it, but then it happens. And then what's the aftermath of that? What happened with your boyfriend? Did he look you in the eyes again? Did you ever have sex again? Like, did you like, did he like it? What I, there was so many, there was more, this could have been a very good story.
Yeah, it could have. It could have. It really could have.
That's what I maintain.
You're right. I mean, it's just like any, with any story, it's like you just take us on the journey, because otherwise it was kind of like when your friend just tells you a dream and you're like,
yes,
wait, what? Slow down. Oh, okay. I guess that is weird. As opposed to being like, imagine you are in this place that matters.
Yeah. Cause I tell stories a lot. So not to like toot my own horn, but in my special on Netflix, there was something happened where I flew into the Cincinnati airport, and as I was driving to the school, it goes, welcome to Ohio. And I said, I wasn't in Ohio? What do you mean? And then as I was driving, I drove through this, like, it, like, the GPS had me, like, on a back road, like, so many back roads, and I came across this, like, big boarded up house that said free watermelon, and I was like,
what?
So I'm in Kentucky. There's a trap for black people. And like, I wrote a joke about that, but I like described all of the things. Mm-hmm. And truly that's like a 30 second story I told you that I've turned into a 10 minute joke, or like,
yeah,
maybe like 7 minutes. I don't know. But then I like go into like, if the Underground Railroad, their final stop was in Cincinnati, but it was actually in Kentucky. It was like, it took you from slavery back to slavery. So like, she could have found something to parallel having to pee at a pageant with.
Right.
That's like another way to do a story.
Well, and there needs to be a pow or like an event, or why does this story matter? And like, when I was on your podcast, and I've told the story about sleeping with brothers before, and it's a true story. But the story, of course, even when I tell the story that's true, I make sure to start with the expectation of, I wanted to hook up with a couple. They were they were cute. Oh, these couple looked alike, but what gay couple doesn't? I'm setting up the expectation and then reversing it.
Yes. And but then again, that's like storytelling, joke writing. Drag Race asks a lot of people. Like that, it's a nuanced thing.
Oh my God.
And when it goes well, it's like, wow, you know?
I'll even argue, and I could be wrong on this, but I feel like when it comes down to these final weeks, top six, top five, whatever, it feels to me that the producers use these challenges to do what they would like to do. That's how I feel.
Fair.
I feel like that's how I feel. Now, I did feel like it looked like our bottom two was our genuine bottom two, even though I think Methane Bubble should have been in the bottom for breaking the rules.
Yeah, she didn't do the assignment.
But I think sometimes they use these final weeks to kind of drive the bus where they want to go. Like when we lost Nina West and we kept Silky, you know, people thought we would fall even more in love with Silky than maybe we did. And I think it's unfair that there's that Silky Ganache made it to the top four and Heidi didn't. That's fucked up.
But we wouldn't get Silky's iconic roll around during that final lip sync. She like belly flopped onto the floor. And honestly, that's bravery.
That is stunning bravery. Going 17 minutes is mean. Also rude. Funny that she had a psychic goldfish. And it would have been great if that psychic goldfish told her about her future as a criminal.
Yeah, being like, you're going to get caught. Imagine the fish said that and they left it in. Okay, let's talk about the runway. So Jackie Cox.
Ooh, Jackie. Oh, we didn't really talk about Gigi, but we get it. She was good. She was good. You talked
I thought
about
we did.
Her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought I really liked the framework she had.
Yeah.
And I think she could have dug a little deeper. And I did love her crowd work. I thought she's really good. She's very good at snark, but in a way where, like, I didn't feel like she was being mean to anyone.
You're right. She's incredibly good at saying bitch in a playful way, which honestly is a skill.
Yes, she's very good at roasting people without people being like, this queen is being so mean.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Okay, work. Let's talk runway.
Okay, Jackie Cox,
I liked it. I liked it, but talk to me.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I loved the Molly, the You in Danger Molly. what is it? A one-eyed purple monster?
It's that song, like, one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It's like a kid's song. Do you remember? Yeah.
I must be either too young or too old. I like to say too young.
Yeah, let's say too young. But
I did like the tights.
I love it because it's so different than anything she's done before. I mean, it's almost crystal methodish. I think the hair and skin color combo is gorgeous. And I like the fringe on her nails. It's almost like Susian to me. I really liked it, but I'm here for any critique of it.
I don't know how I feel about it. I really like the mouth. I don't like the eye. There's something weird about the eye for me.
It's very Ariel Monsters for me. Some Nickelodeon color schemes. I like that the tongue comes out.
I don't know. I'm pretty indifferent about this look, although I do really love the tights.
Speaking of Ariel Monsters, did you ever watch Ariel Monsters?
No, so sorry.
Never mind. That's okay. We'll talk later. I mean, you'll never watch it, so we'll talk never.
All right, fine. I like it.
Come on, the color scheme is pretty stunning. Like that,
even
her complexion, like the way she mixed spots of purple with this sort of lilac.
She's fine. I like it.
It's good because the fact that she's even blended in this very specific color is pretty good.
Yeah, right, fine. I like it.
Maybe the wings are a little dinky donkey in the back.
I like it. Yeah. I love Crystal Method's look. This is adorable.
Love
this little patchwork, like, bowl. This is so cute.
Yeah. It's very, what's that book that
Into
that
the Wild? No, yes. Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. It's very that. It's very Max. Yes. It's very that motherfucker.
It brings a smile to my face.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that, like, we can't really see her body because it's, like, a full-blown fun fashion-y costume.
Yeah, it's really cute. I mean, the dimensions are right. Also the differentiation in fabrics is pretty stunning when you get a closer look at the color schemes going on in it. Yeah, it's fun. She looks like the Beast. If the Beast was gay, she looks fun.
I really liked it. It reminded me, of Where the Wild Things Are. It's very, very, very that.
Very that. Very that. It's good.
Heidi.
It's gorgeous. Heidi!
This is the best face Heidi's ever painted on herself.
It is. And one of the better gowns she's worn.
Yes, this gown is honestly stunning. I think it's really beautiful.
The cutout on her back.
I think she looks so good.
Yes.
I love her so much.
Me too. The hourglass that you see with, like, the heart-shaped back cutout and then the booty. It's like a double heart with the booty heart. It's gorgeous. She looks lovely. It's just not the most inventive thing when.
No, but, like, it's classic and simple, and I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks great. She looks beautiful. I mean, at this point, it's tough to get to that next slot, even though I think she obviously should have.
Yes. Gigi Good looks stunning. I love this Daphne cosplay. I love that she was like, it's kind of like Daphne. I was like, you're fully Daphne. Like, it's full-blown Daphne cosplay. I love it.
Are the Scooby-Doo people going to fucking sue? Like, why can't we say... And you can't say a fictional character because that's copyrighted.
Yeah, right? I guess. I don't know. But I loved how, like, the green tights matched all the green on the dress. It matched the headband. This deep, plummy purple is stunning. The dress is the perfect length on her.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is one of my favorite Gigi
really?
Looks.
Really? I did not see you saying that. I really didn't.
I really liked it.
I thought you were going to tear her apart.
No, I really, really, really liked it.
I love it.
This, for me, is up there with the buttons.
Yeah.
It was a fun nod to childhood stuff, and it was just really well done.
It's really well done. The sheer sleeves really take it up a notch.
Yes.
If those were color blocked and like a solid purple, I don't think it would be quite as stunning as it is.
I agree. I really, really like it.
Yeah, it's fucking, and the wig is right and hydrated.
Yes, it looks so good.
And her dance moves were good.
Mm-hmm.
So she slays. She slays another day.
Yeah, and then a cup of mud wearing, what is it, Florence D, what is the designer's name?
Oh, Florence DeLee.
Yes, Florence DeLee. A stunning, stunning, stunning cup of mud in a beautiful Florence DeLee.
Yeah, I like... It's cool. This sort of like this shit monsters. I thought it looked bad on the shit monster, but I like the makeup on the shit monster.
Oh, I love the costume. I think you would have liked it if it wasn't a cat, like a little cat cap, if she had some hair.
Right. I think so.
And
but
the
then
paint
again,
was good. This cup of mud can truly paint.
Right. Well, it's just like when Satan's scrotum puts on a costume, it immediately doesn't look as interesting to me. So it was hard because I just already was so upset and I was already mad that, you know, it went so long and I was like, ugh, I don't care about this.
And then Jada.
Jada!
My God.
Very.
This is a stunning, stunning dress. Stunning dress boot combo.
Yes, another sickening slit.
God. Jada is everything.
Yeah.
I really love her.
She's so pretty. And then the little details are amazing. She has like a purple tear, jewel tear.
Yes.
The hair is like, also a hat like that can get in the way of your face and it doesn't get in the way of the face.
No. Because she doesn't, clothes don't wear her. She wears the clothes.
No, and it has one strong shoulder and one, isn't the other shoulder like bare, or I just can't see it because of her gorgeous hair. I guess they're both really lovely, lovely box shoulders, which look so good on her.
Yeah, it's like a shoulder patty look.
It's fun. It's a good, stunning time.
I fucking love it. And then we get our bottom two, and
it's my
two favorite queens. We have Heidi.
I was so sad.
And we have Jada, and this is Heidi's
and the writing's
time
on the wall.
Lip syncing, and
yes,
Jada really turns it out. She's a
Jada
force
does great.
To be reckoned with.
Her energy and pussiness from the jump is great. Heidi is great. She puts up an excellent fight, but you just know at the beginning of this what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I was really sad. I was really upset. I'm still not over it.
It sucks. But has she got one of the best goodbyes of any queen since, like, Latrice Royale? Like, she gets a full salute from Maru of saying, you're a fucking star.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure she'll be Miss Congeniality. I'm sure we'll see her again on an All Stars, but I'm just really upset about it, and I don't know if I want to continue watching the show.
No.
Nicole. I love Heidi.
Nicole.
So much.
What would Heidi say?
Almost cried. This is how invested I've been in the show during quarantine. I live for very few things. One is Drag Race on Fridays, Twerk on Mondays.
Yeah.
And that is about it.
I 100% hear you. I mean, she was truly the heart of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And much like many talking head queens, like, she's the reason why this season had this bubbly lightness in, even though there was a Grim Reaper in every episode. Do you know what I mean? Like, without her, there would have been no effervescence to this season.
What other queen would look Nicki Minaj dead in the eyes and go, I have a question? Why do you hate my face and hair?
Fuck you, and fuck you. I'm gonna worry about Heidi now.
Like, she's iconic. She's legendary. I really fucking love her.
She had a really funny moment in Untucked, too, where she said, when she talked about the start of her and Jada's friendship, and she calls it the initialation. Very funny.
Heidi doesn't know words, and I love it. Like, yeah. It's really, it's adorable. I love her. I want her to be on my television forever.
And she's perfectly not produced. She's just delightful, and she knows she's fun, but she's also like, yeah, man, she's amazing. She's not angling for her merchandise. Do you know what I mean? She's just hilarious.
I love her.
Gigi.
Crystal wins, which is, I was so excited because I'm a Crystal stan.
Yes.
And Crystal finally wins her first challenge, and I was so excited for her because it was well-deserved.
Great timing. All I can hope is that she gets to coast all, she gets to take this energy to the finale because, you know, unfortunately, like Miss Cracker lost, or she won an episode, won this same episode and then went home the very next episode. And I don't want her to go home. I want her to stay.
Me too. I want her to stay really badly.
Do we... I mean, I don't know what happens next episode, but I'm worried that I do know what happens. Because, like, is there any chance that Piss Diaper goes home? Is there any chance that Piss Diaper goes home?
I don't think so, just because they said that they were disqualified.
Right.
So.
You think that means. It sucks because at the beginning I thought that just meant, no, she's disqualified in general. But now it really seems like
I think she went pretty far.
Yeah. Yep.
Which
sucks. Will we get a lip sync off? What is the end?
I don't know. Nobody will tell me. I've asked questions from, I've asked people I know on the show. I'm like, what's going to happen? Nobody will tell me.
Cause like, is it like, how do you do a Zoom lip sync off when there's delays like a motherfucker on a Zoom all the time?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
The only other thing I need to say is Untucked was fine. Jada's plucked with Sherry. Gigi's worried about getting to the top, even though she absolutely will.
Yeah, there's no need for her to worry.
No, and Whoopi's a doll and a deer, and she brought her family there.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives Snot Slick the advice of do your best and give your all, which was also heartbreaking to see her get that advice from Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Well,
next
that's
week.
That's it.
What do you think? Dude, you think it's going home next? You think it's Jackie?
I don't know. I mean, for me, my top three is Jada, Gigi, and Crystal.
Yeah.
And I mean, if there is a top four, I'm sure Jackie goes home. I mean, I don't want to like philosophize. That wasn't a word. But
I think it might be.
I think next week Jackie goes home and then we'll get her back because that person's not allowed anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good gag to get back the person that was sent away. I think that would make me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
If it was anyone who's listening, even kind of, there's no one. I think all of us have been so collectively wrong about who's going home when.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting how we decide to do a mini ep with someone who was the most right.
I don't know. I want to see, I can't find it. My little list of people. Uh-huh. I was so wrong. I can't remember who I thought. Oh, I thought, Dahlia Sin was going to be in the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gag.
Would think she would become a piece of broccoli?
And I mean, the fact that we didn't get more Nikki Doll is so, that's heartbreaking still. Like,
yeah,
she's just
her
so,
looks were stunning.
So delightful. But we'll get to see more of them soon. Thank you for giving us good reviews on the Apple Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm going to read one, if that's okay.
No. Yeah, of course.
Okay, bye. This one is from Gender Bong Conforming. Such a fun show. I love Drag Her. My friend turned me on to this podcast and it has been so fun and validating to hear these two hilarious icons dig into every episode of Drag Race. I will often refresh my podcast app around midnight Monday so I can listen ASAP. I love y'all. Okay, that's fucking sweet as hell. Thank you so much for listening, and continue to give us some reviews. We'll give you a shout out on the pod.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, till I guess till Wednesday, you'll stay tuned to listen to our mini ep on Celebrity Drag Race.
Yes, and please.
Find us on Stitcher and wherever yes. you pod.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye, fish.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.